Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking about holiday safety, especially as it relates to your kids. We've got the holiday season coming up, a lot of excitement, a lot of activity, a lot of concerns and challenges to deal with as well. We're also getting into winter that carries with it some challenges of its own, health and safety related. So to talk about all of that and more, we're joined in the studio by Dr. Jerry Mattson, who is a pediatrician, public health specialist, member of the Durham Orange County Medical Society, and works with the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services as well. Dr. Mattson, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy to be here. So yes, the holiday seasons are a great time and a fun time to be with friends and families, and also a good time to be safe while you're enjoying the holidays.
So yeah, introduce us to you. What is your background?
So my background is I work for the Department of Health and Human Services as a senior medical consultant in the Division of Child and Family Well-being. I'm a pediatrician, and I work across a number of different programs and sections that work with anything from newborn screening to school health to working with children with special health care needs to early intervention, our WIC program, and our food nutrition services programs, and a number of other different programs.
Speaking about holiday safety, I see a lot going on with the holiday season. There's lights, there's candles, there's trees, there's ornaments, there's toys with little parts, there's stress, there's people running around. What should folks be thinking about when it comes to keeping kids safe?
Yeah, so there are a lot of things going on and lots of toys and shopping. And there are many great toys that are out there, but for kids, it's really important to think about not just the size of the toy, which really shouldn't be any smaller than what can fit in a toilet paper roll, but also what things that have small parts that can break off. So many of the toys will have safety information on there, and you really should be paying attention to that. That is from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. So for many of the balls and small toys, even those little toy cars, which are like, oh, those are big, but the wheels and small parts can break off, and those can be choking hazards for kids. So really a lot of those small toys are not good for kids under 3. And then we have decorations for our trees. So, and they look like, sometimes they look so fun, they look like candy and they have bright colors. So it's really important to make sure your those decorations are really up and out of reach of children, because they will like to put things in their mouths. So it's very important to think about those decorations.
I like the rule of no smaller than can fit in a toilet paper roll. That's a good rule of thumb I hadn't heard before.
Except, again, some of these toys, which they can break off, so it's really important. Some of them are not made very well. So even if it can fit, if it says not for under 3, you really shouldn't be using it, even if it is bigger than that, because those small parts can break off.
We're also getting into the winter season. That means colder weather. It also means, as we've already seen, increases in flu cases and cold cases and RSV and COVID still with us. What should parents be thinking about there?
So very important that all kids now 6 months and older are eligible for their flu vaccine. So that's a really great way to protect kids. And it's also important for their caregivers, their parents, and everyone around them to keep them safe from getting sick, because even kids can get hospitalized. RSV, we don't have a vaccine, but there are younger kids who may be eligible for something called Synagis that actually can protect them from getting sick, but it's only for a select number of kids. And then, of course, with COVID now, we just recently got vaccine that they're able to get for 6 months and above. For some, a third dose, and for others, a booster, depending if you get Pfizer or Moderna. So it's important to get that bivalent booster or the third dose for those 6 months and older now, too, not just that primary series. Also, with those holiday gatherings and getting together, for kids 2 years and above, if you're inside and spending a lot of time, there's nothing like a great mask, which is really going to protect us from not just COVID, but from fluid RSV as well.
Good advice for if and when kids do get sick?
very important that if they're having any issues with breathing or they have any concerns, I would bring them to their primary care provider. If they are comfortable and there aren't concerns, testing is important. So if anyone has symptoms, you want to make sure that there's lots of options for home testing. I believe the U.S. Postal Service, you can get another four free tests.
Free. Yep, yep.
If you have insurance, many of those insurance companies are still paying for a number of them each month. So at least for COVID, you can certainly test, and then you want to have them stay home and away from others and even from other kids in the home for COVID. For flu, bringing them to the doctor if they're worried about fever and cough, and also same with RSV, because sometimes those things kids can get sick. And we know we have a number of kids that actually across the country where we have a shortage in hospital beds. So I'm not saying don't bring them to the doctor, but it's important to bring them early when they're not feeling well so we can kind of get ahead of that and make sure they're doing well.
Yeah, how's North Carolina doing on that with our hospital capacity and our healthcare system?
Our hospital capacity is doing fairly well, but again, it's not just the cold and flu season. It's also we're seeing hospitalizations due to mental health and then all the other kinds of other conditions that are filling up our hospitals too. So we need to be careful. And again, making sure when your other people are sick, having them not kind of come during the holidays to kind of prevent your kids from getting sick and others.
Speaking with Dr. Jerry Mattson again, pediatrician, public health expert, senior medical specialist with the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Child and Family Well-Being, also with the Durham Orange County Medical Society, which is presenting this conversation. So turning back to holiday safety, what's a good piece of advice for holiday safety that maybe people don't generally know about or think about?
Actually, one thing related to toys and some of the other electronics that we're getting during the year is there are these little button and lithium batteries that are in so many of our remote control and different devices. Those look very shiny and cute, and it's very important that you keep those out of reach of children. And that means even taping up some of your remote controls and some of the toys, so those battery compartments, which are very easy to open. So those lithium and button batteries, if swallowed, can actually get into the esophagus or that feeding tube and cause a current and actually eat through that esophagus and cause infection. So what's important is to make sure within that if a child does swallow a button battery within 2 hours that they get seek attention, because that actually can cause some damage very quickly. So this is something we're seeing across the country, and the American Academy of Pediatrics is really trying to raise awareness, not just during the holidays, but very, very important to keep kids away from those lithium and button batteries.
And I've heard a story that they're trying to push toy makers and other manufacturers to just move away from those
Correct.
Altogether, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking again with Dr. Jerry Mattson, and as we start to wrap up this conversation, people want to know more information about holiday safety. Is there a good online resource or any other source of information people can go?
There are some great online resources. The American Academy of Pediatrics has something called healthychildren.org with a number of parent-facing materials. There's also the Consumer Product Safety Commission also has some great resources. And then you can never go wrong or always go well by asking your primary care provider, whether for you or your child, for information, because this should be part of that regular well visit where you'll get this anticipatory guidance.
Again, thanks to the Durham Orange County Medical Society for presenting this conversation. Dr. Jerry Mattson, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.